Okay, Daf Gimel Omer Aleph. Limud Diktuk Bebeis HaKisei. Okay, the shaila is, are you allowed to learn Diktuk in the Beis HaKisei? Torah, we all know that you're not allowed to learn Torah in the Beis HaKisei. In a makom that's not clean. The question is, what about grammar? Is grammar included in the same status as Talmud Torah? Besugyon harichu ladon al kama v'kama dvarim shehem lashon zocher lashon v'keva v'limudoy min amikros mishnayis the sugya of gimlis is discussed with different sources, different words as lashon zocher lashon v'keva. And now we come to shaila b'shelus yavetz of Yaakov Emdin, Kosav Shiyesh L'Esor La'ayin B'Beis HaKisei B'Mishkolei HaShemes V'HaPa'olem. Diktuk. So he's of the opinion that you're not allowed to discuss, analyze names. Hebrew names. You're allowed to refer, you're allowed to call a person by their name, but you're not allowed to take with you into the Beis HaKisei a sefer that explains the shoresh of a person's name, because that involves the study of Torah. V'HaPa'olem. Pa'olem is
Verbs
or nouns. Diktuk. He puts over here, he puts in brackets, it means diktuk. You're not allowed to study grammar. Kevon she'ein derech lagia lidias loshna kodesh al nochen ki im al pi ha kesuvim mipnei shaksuvim yoru be'etzpa al klolei ha diktuk. The best way to learn diktuk is by studying a pasuk. I once heard someone say that if the Ribbono Shel Olam was in a class, in a diktuk class, okay, this is not a nice thing to say, but I'll tell it to you anyway. If the Ribbono Shel Olam was taking a class in diktuk and he handed in Chamishei Chumshei Torah for his assignment, he would get an F. That's because there's so much chachma. There's so many psukim in the Torah that are not written, that don't. The rules of diktuk don't.
More exceptions,
and the exceptions are there. The exceptions are there to teach you chidushim. When you make an exception, so there's an important lesson to be learned. So sending over here, basically, in order to understand and really dictate, a person has to study the psukim. So therefore, it's inevitable that you're going to learn psukim when you're studying those of dictate. Therefore, this is going to be a problem in the Beis HaKisei. Kiyim mibnei shaksuvim yoru betzpal kol yadiktik shlo nishar biyodeinu yidiyas takel lalosh nakoydesh im lo al pihem. The only way we can know diktuk is by studying the psukim. The alkein yevshal lilmoid haklalim b'lihir divrei Torah v'shiyov lahara b'psuki haTanach. So therefore, it's impossible to learn diktuk without. Now, this is a very big chish, because you would think that just diktuk alone, forget about psuki haTanach. Let's say theoretically you can extract. You can put the laws of diktuk into some code, and you don't have to come on to any psukim whatsoever. Right, so I think you can argue that that's also divrei Torah. The diktuk itself is diktuk of lashon kodesh is also a chelik of Torah. What the Yavet says, he seems to say not. He seems to say the laws of grammar by themselves do not qualify in the category of Talmud Torah. It's only because there's a technicality. The only way you can possibly study diktuk is by analyzing a few psukim, and when you study the psukim, that's going to be Talmud Torah. That causes diktuk to be problematic. But diktuk by itself, if you were able to somehow extract the laws of diktuk. No, but even a secular Hebrew grammar book is going to have psukim, it's going to have words of Torah. It's impossible.
I have two books. One has every single verb, how to conjugate it, and also for nouns. And there's no psukim in it, nothing.
But the words themselves are words of Torah.
The thing is, let's say you're analyzing one of the rules. In order to show examples of those rules,
you're going to refer to psukim. Okay, you're right. Okay, this, yeah.
A Hebrew newspaper, people in there just wrote, they can't take it in the bathroom.
A Hebrew newspaper. Well. What about a newspaper that has divrei Torah on it? So we know that you can throw. So obviously, we do. Obviously, we hold that it's not kodesh. You're allowed to call a person by their name in the Beis HaKisei. You're allowed to speak in Hebrew. You're allowed to speak Lashon Kodesh in the Beis HaKisei. You are allowed. Shalom is a question of Kodesh Baruch Hu, but you are allowed to say words of Lashon Kodesh. It does not have that degree of sanctity where it cannot be brought into the Beis HaKisei. Obviously not. Okay, this idea... Here is for sure. Okay, let's see further. Beberik has a lot of ideas here. Let's see. Beberik Yosef Hoysef Shekol Shekain Shasa Laharer Bebeis Hakisei Besidur Ksav Melitza Beloshna Talmud. Okay, it goes without saying there are a number of books that have various expressions. I'm sure you've all come across these books. You probably have at home some of them. Beloshna Talmud Shavada Yovel Laharer Ketzas Besugyes Talmud Asher Mitoychan Hu Mesuder Es Hamaseh Haksav. Books that have expressions from Tanakh or expressions from the Talmud is certainly a violation of learning Torah in the Beis Hakisei. The Ayin Yerpim Gadim Shehayer Al Shein Benimsa Es Asvarim Al Loshna Kodesh Going Sefer Ardak. That it's not Benimsa. The Svarim Al Loshna Kodesh Going Sefer Ardak Veoid Asher Aleim Nishan Beis Yisrael Loshna Kodesh Kimat Chas. Unfortunately, he writes that people don't study these things. Unfortunately, there is a lack of knowledge, of desire to master these areas. A person should have pity upon himself. And to be mizaka the generation shehamalamdim yilmedu im talmidim koroi ulitzavois, and you should command those who are in a position of authority to command lahatfis sefarim sheyu mitzuyim leinei Yisrael laniyei Yisrael shemehem teitzei Torah. Books should be available v'lo ka'osim shalemdim im talmidim gemara perish taisfis gefes gives the famous expression gemara perish. Perish is really Rashi, and Tof is Taisvis. Gefes, Im Sheyodea Lahakshoitz Eze Kushia, Vitiritz Hakim Verebi Yiskare. Unfortunately, today we only study Gemara, Rashi, Taisvis, and we don't study the basics. We don't know Tanakh, we don't know Halacha, we don't know history, we don't know grammar, we know nothing from nothing. The Lashon HaKodesh Munach B'Keren Zavis, unfortunately, Lashon HaKodesh is put away in a corner, and it's not popular. V'hine B'shut HaRama Huva Shehamashal Kosev L'Rama. The elef nechilos yoytzu hoye lamar la'ayin b'chokmas hadikdok. With 1,000, I don't know what this means. The elef apologies.
1,000 pardons.
What do you mean pardons?
Apologies.
Yoytzu hoye lamar la'ayin. I apologize to you, but I'm telling you, you're making a big mistake. You should spend some time learning la'ayin b'chokmas hadikdok. Ki. You don't know how to write. You don't know what I read your letters. So the mashal he wrote the Ramah that you know that from your writings. Unfortunately, you're revealing that you're ignorant in these matters. So really very powerful stuff. The mashal says to Ramah, Mashakasavli Adoni Sheshagagti Beeza Milos Beditik Hashem Hela Mar Al Sefer. Oimer, I tell you, Eineni Mika. I'm not from those who are the speakers. I'm not a person who knows how to write. Ach, oimer shezeu diktuk anilus. V'shari li mar, may you forgive me, ki yodea l'chol mevin shekezei yikoru l'chol godol b'yishol kasher machshavtoi mishaytetes ve'eze inyin sheyipol tos b'dvarav. You have to understand that when you're busy, your mind is flying in an yonim. When you think about a lot of things, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. Kol shekein shel yuchol lizor b'chaseris v'yiseris kasher hel mar shekasavti mishulom molei. I don't know what that means. I don't know. Ki ein zeh sefer Torah li'posel b'zeh. My writings are not a sefer Torah. Just because I make a mistake, I leave out a yud, I have an extra vav, or I make a mistake here and there, doesn't mean that my ksavim are posel. Sometimes I speak first person, second person, third person. Sometimes you just know I do it deliberately. Look, every bracha has both. Baruch Atah, that's Nochach. Hashem Elokeinu, that's Nistar. every single bracha is comprised of both a contradiction. We first speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, you, and then we say our God. We should say
my
God.
So,
Baruch Atah, we don't say Elokai. Baruch Atah Elokai, we don't say my God. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, our God. It's a contradiction. Because we're not speaking correctly. First, we're speaking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we're speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. About HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should be consistent.
Right.
We should be Baruch Atah Hashem Elokai.
Directly to God to say
Malki. What?
Why is God speaking Arabic?
Are you
God
saying
Elokeinu? When you're saying Elokeinu, it means our. You're not. That's you.
No, our. So we're just doing it in the plural.
The plural is the plural. It's not
just the plural that it's our.
You don't need the Atah.
The royal hour.
So maybe it's the end. Maybe you're right. No, maybe you're right. Maybe it's Asher Kiddushanu. Maybe you're right. Asher Kiddushanu. Okay, I don't know. We have to look into this. Every bracha, we have to look into this more. Okay, but he's saying over here that he's writing over here that it's very common to do these things, and therefore he's there are most telling the Marshal, don't go down hard on me.
Writing written material now?
Yeah. He's referring to written material.
Yeah. Blame the
editor. The Ramos says, what do you want from me? I never was taught. Many things I'm doing. I don't have a copy editor. Okay, this is something very interesting. They did not have word processing in those days, and this is a fact. Okay, when you don't think about it today, 99% of people, when they write, they go through, they can edit it a million times. You put out the basic idea on paper, and you type it in, and then you go over it again, and again, and again, and again, and you refine it, and it's super easy because we have word processing. But could you imagine what it was like years ago? I can't imagine going back to the dark ages. Years ago, when you had to go write essays, you have to have a thought, and then you have to put the thought down on paper in one shot, and then maybe you'll make a segment. The most you'll do is a revision. The most you'll do is after you put down your essay on paper. Okay, I'm now going to rewrite it. I've thought it out. I realized that the sentence structure is not correct. It can be better. We can write it better. Besides, forget about the grammar.
Forget about the grammar.
You have to be a super genius to have your ideas in your mind. A mind clarity where you're able to put it down on paper for the first time perfectly without needing to do a revision. Today it's unheard of. Today you have word processing. Who would ever go write an article?
Rely on word processing.
Maybe rely on it too much. But without it, it's a whole different ball game. It's you have to really be in a different caliber. The average person.
Think like this. When they wrote with the feathers, it took much longer. It takes much longer to write a word than nowadays with a pen.
Someone once told me
the machshavas are coming faster there. So
the base Yosef. Someone told me that when they redid the tour, okay, many years ago, about 20, 30 years ago, they already have a few different editions. They retypeset the entire tour. Right, they have it over here, the new tours. So someone told me they had the number of people, the manpower that went in to just all they had to do is take the tour and sit with the computer and type mila by mila what the tour wrote to retype said. It took thousands of hours by multiple people to put together to retype set. The tour himself wrote it. He wrote it. And when he wrote it by now with the computer, he wrote it by hand. It takes a lot longer to write by hand than to write. And he was mechadesh, the chidushim, inside, anoyed of oyim. And it struck the editor. I heard this from someone giving the editor. It's the brilliance of the tour to be able to write all of that, the Beis Yosef, to write.
Time element took much longer.
It's just not to be believed. It's not to be believed how they were able to do this. All right, but this is a very interesting conversation. Okay. So all we want to point out over here is we have a very fascinating to be aware of this thing between the conversation between the Maharshal and the Ramah. The Maharshal was critical of the Ramah's style of writing. Now you can't bring a raya from the Ramah and Shulchan. The Ramah Shulchan is just a little teeny piece of measure. We're talking about the Ramah's Shuvas. They're in Darkei Moshe. Ramah wrote massive Shuvas in the Sefer called Darkei Moshe. And the Maharshal is very critical of his style of, he wrote other Sram as well. And he's very critical of his style of writing. He feels that it's not up to par. It's not on a standard that would be acceptable according to him. And the Ramah defends himself and says, it's good enough. It's good enough. Okay, that's his point. Next, we have a shoot. It's good to know diktuk. It's a dvar pashut. Muchach l'kol bar das l'das haklalim hein bikinuyim yachid v'rabim zochor nekeva ovar hoive v'osid noichach v'nistar midaber ba'adoy v'oisios hamishamsho is to know the suffixes and the prefixes. And when the proper place to use the word. But to spend your whole life on this, I don't think that's a good idea. To know when to use a dogish, a dot in the word.
As long as you use the basic rules properly.
It's fine. Uklolo seya mutul al kol ish basho hu adam. Every human being is responsible. The nevesh chay kedarguma leda ve'ein lo yivosh. It's nothing to be embarrassed of. Mi sheshana v'lomar v'limid al atshegiel lochayro yoyre yodin im yishalenu besider tefila v'lomar nishtanu nikudos vavin. It's embarrassment if they're going to ask you why sometimes is there a dat vavim unishabechacha unifaercha. Why sometimes is it a patach, sometimes is it a shurok, all of these words, a mafalum is the equivalent of a shurok. Tehila v'teferes b'shav Kedusha Malchus b'mafalom with a shurok v'chein b'vavim shel emes v'yatziv v'yalim v'yastir ki lo yoda shekoyshe shnei shvavim ritzufim garmoy zeh. Sometimes when you have a two shvaz next to each other, then the rules change. All of these different rules v'chein osios beis vav mempei sha'acharei havav. Did they get a dot? They don't get a dot. V'chein behein. Bechein behein hachati bepatach hoemori bechat. Sometimes it's a chat of patach, sometimes it's a patach. V'lo yoda ki oisios alef ches ayin heresh gormu ze sheyishtane patach lekomatz ba'oisios ayin alef ayin resh al haroiv ubeis heches lesegol. Okay, so these are all, he's showing off over here all that he knows inside out, all the rules of diktok. That's what he's trying to show off. That's what the Chavisio here is trying to do, to show us that he knows this stuff in his sleep. And too bad for us poor fellows here who don't even know the aleph pace. V'chein b'shinui shor oisios Even I know that. Memshin beis dalid aleph lamed chaf harei zebur b'barcha b'tzibur oya sefetara koy lufnei sefetara baruchu b'shav nacha d'tzach lemar noe. Is it a shva no or shva nacha? Ki ba'ata acher tnu gedola. Whenever you have after tnu gedola, you always have a shva no. After tnu knat ketan it's a shva noch. Omnam leida kol sifim usifei sifim v'hayoytzim v'naklolam in levalas asman b'chem ki yodidiyosam rabis hamavucha. It's very confusing. Umeat hato eles, and you get very little out of it. V'yesh perishu al ze mash omar. When Yochanan ben Zakkai said, hold back your children from Ahigoyon, is referring to this, to spending your entire life studying the laws of Diktok. You have to know the basics, you have to know it, know all the rules, but to go and spend your entire life, this is not necessarily an ideal thing to do. The Ayin Bishut Tzilmas Chaim. Shalimud b'sifrei hadiktuk shemischabru al yidei gedilei Torah nitzruch lehavonas haTorah v'nchashev gam kein b'chlal divrei Torah. Aval im halimud einat nitzruch lehavon al yodei chachmas haTorah einat b'chlal divrei Torah. If you only learn hadiktuk not for the study of Torah, then there's no purpose. Yesh letzayin al tkufa shechachme hador hirchiku eslim hadiktuk. He points out here in his concluding paragraph that there was a tkufa when the gedilei Yisrael told people not to learn hadiktuk. Why? Because it became the thing of the maskilim. Okay, we still suffer from this today. Today they don't study diktuk. It's because it's an outgrowth of what happened 100 years ago. This was the maskilim. They said that they took kevin shabnei bilial tolu atzmam ba halimud v'hafchay oisal ikur. They made the ikur b'vur b'shut ha'elaf l'chashlam b'shalat luga. Shakas abavade luma diktuk oy hagiyon kiyam harishanim shalom diktuk shaloi achazubo ha'mis bal sefim. The haparkim, the philosophers, and those people that are the mafkir Torah, vaday zehavi royal ulmod ki keis shehem achzu boy royal is shachik mehem kim tachave keshes. That since today the maskilim have taken hold of diktuk, therefore in order to distance ourselves from the maskilim, we have no choice but to abandon this study of limud. What? Kimashakosav Chazal Sukhor Sukhor Lakarmo, stay far away from the vineyard, Lo Sikra, Veloy Odif Mimatseva Shinemar, Asher Sone Hashem Lokecha, Vyam Chazal. Shetchilu Hoysahuva, Rakevan Shachoza, Boyakum Nase Snua. Ravi Shaken Kosabal Bene Sochab, Sophos Lusav Sefer Subirav, Sefer Mayim Ganim. Okay, however, we all know today that this is obviously no longer the case. He's just making this point over here that years ago, 100, 200 years ago, the Maskilim, this was their big thing, and therefore we suffered greatly from it. There was a Haro Ashah that many people were advised to stay away from this type of study because once you get drawn into this, it's inevitable you're going to come in contact with the maskilim and you're going to suffer greatly. Today, there are no maskilim. They're long gone. The battle has been won. The battle is over, and therefore many gedolei Yisrael... What? I've not been educated. Have not educated me. Yeah, I know. That's what I know. So they're talking about more basic things, about English, about adding two numbers. But they can't survive. Same logic. Absolutely, absolutely.
The big mistakes were made 1,000 years ago. There were so many mistakes in davening itself that were written a long time ago. They don't adhere to sacred.
Okay, it's obvious that today we need to spend more time. We need to spend more time learning these things. All right, Reisman is probably one of the biggest promoters of the study of Diktuk and Tanakh. These two things in the last generation have been sidelined, and he really revolutionized to a large degree, the study of Diktuk and the study of Tanakh in recent times. And there's no question about it, it's definitely picking up speed. It's definitely, look, the maskilim, they're gone. Just a matter of time until we make a comeback. The truth is, the proof is in the pudding. You go into a svarim store over the last 10 years, the number of svarim that have come out by the Haredi world, I'm not talking about from the Mizrahi world or from the secular world, but the number of svarim that have come out on Tanakh, on Nach, is just off the charts. Every day, every week, you go into a svarim store, there'll be a new sefer on one of the Nevi'im or Ksuvim. Years ago, there was nothing. Years ago, who even knew what it said in Sefer Iyov? Today, don't need someone coming out in Sefer Iyov? New material. But it feeds off itself. It feeds off itself. There are so many new svarim. People have an interest. They have an interest. It's spoken about. They are shiurim. It definitely has had a rebirth, a renaissance in Tanakh and the study of Diktuk to some degree. There are also a lot of very good new svarim on Diktuk that have come out from the Haredi world in recent years. It's making a comeback.
And
really, that's what he did. The Lubavitcher Rebbe. One of Lubavitcher Rebbe's his koyach is in Rashi and Chumash. A lot of his sichos are focused on Rashi's in Chamishei Chumashei Torah. That was one of his big things. Okay, let's now go to the next topic. The next topic is an easy topic of Nechadim Yesh Inyan Shiyomar Kaddish Al Saboy. Should a grandson say Kaddish for his grandfather? So the poiskim danu im yesh to elas l'sav to grant for l'sav be'amiras kadosh achar petiros aydei nechtei dafka ayit she'ein lahakpid bezev yochel gam odem achel lo mekadosh. So if you have a choice between a grandson and someone else, is there a benefit for a grandson to say kadosh over a person that's not a grandson? Let's say there is no son, so the question is, should they hire someone to say kadosh, or should the grandson say kadosh? V'zois al pi ma she'amru b'sugin b'nei bonim harei heim kibonim uchmosh shebnoi omer kadosh. And the reason why we would argue that a grandson should be better than an average person, because since we have a principle, b'nei bonim, harei heim kibonim, so maybe a grandson is equivalent to a son also. B'shut maharik, kosav she'ein l'nechel lo makadish v'shvil zekeinu yosem mi'odem acher. The marik says, you're no better than a non-relative. Why? Kevon shechoyva samiras hakadosh tuluya b'chiyuv hakibud. It depends upon giving honor. This is a very powerful chiddush. It is an extension of kibud avoim. There is no mitzvah derayis of kibud avoim on a grandparent. It's a nice thing to do. By extension, if I have to be mechaber my parent needs to mechaber the grandparent. So therefore, you can argue, therefore, when I give kibud to my grandfather, I'm giving kibud to my parent. That's true, and it's not true. It's not a technical fulfillment of kabed es lichav yasimecha. According to the Marik, saying Kaddish is a direct fulfillment of Kabed Esadich V'yasimecha. The male, there's no Chiv Kibud Avayim on a grandson, there's no end of a grandson saying Kaddish. And therefore, Mikra Din, the grandson has no to Ellis in saying Kaddish for a grandfather. You might as well have someone else say the Kaddish. It's of no additional benefit. Someone should say Kaddish, of course, but there's no additional benefit if a grandson says the Kaddish. That's limited in the law of Priya. If a person, the Rachman Lassan, loses a child, but he leaves over grandchildren, he has fulfill the mitzvah of priya or revia, and that's it. Shemekayim hamitzvah kashiyesh nechad avolo leinyan acher. Ra'ayu l'kach hevi hamarik sharei yeshenim yeshnam deois shenechad kosher lohoid lezignoi. At dekach, there is an opinion that says that a grandson can serve as a test, a witness to his grandfather. Ve'ein oimim leinyan ze b'nei bonim harim kibonim. We do not say that a grandson is an ogea bedavar, he is a relative. We say they're separate. Therefore, certainly when it comes to Kaddish, we'd say that they're separate, they're not considered to be a child. However, go out and see in the world, people get into very ugly fights over the desire to say Kaddish and to daven for the Almud for a grandparent. So you see that if in the Olam, the world, it's davar chashuv, people do say Kaddish and daven for them for a grandparent. Obviously, the minig is that a grandson does have significance. I'm sorry, Shafilu Ish Nochrich, Ein Karav Klal, Omer Kaddish Vishulacher. The Chain Beshud Kiryas Chan, Kosav Shain to Endless, Bemirus Kaddish, Ide Nechad, Bein Beshud Atsei Ivraisim. He also stamps, rubber stamps, what we said from the Marik, that a grandson really has no, there's no significance in the grandson saying Kaddish for a grandfather more so than another person. Omnam. Rashi Kosav, Shechai Vodim Chvod Aviv, Yosim Chvod Zekeno, the Chain Kosav Ramah, Rashi says that the Yemuchuyiv to give more cover to your father than Yemuchuyiv to give to a grandfather. Those words indicate that you are Yemuchuyiv to give cover to your grandfather. It's just that your father, to your father, give more cover. How can the Marik who came later come and argue on Rashi? From Rashi, it's clearly mashma that there is an inyan of kibud avoyim to a grandfather. The harma b'shulchan aruch kasaf.
It doesn't say it, but I saw that it's only b'chaya
avoyim in the lifetime. In achnami, kav kibud avoyim is only in the lifetime. Kavod is only in the person's lifetime. Okay, that's a general rule. You only chayv in kavod avayim in the lifetime of the parent. The Yoilit Chacham Yismach. Now, what does that mean? Gil Yogil Avi Tzadik Hainu Shenoistim Schar Laav Bishul Mitzvah Shoitza B'no sheben mizakav. We imply from this positive that we give reward to a parent for the mitzvos that his son does. V'yoylet chacham yismach bo. Now what does that mean? Hainu she'im achar kach. B'noy moylid u'mechanech ben chacham, which means a grandson. If now your son will give birth to another son, you have a grandson, then oz yismach zekene b'kaflayim, the grandfather will have a double joy. Shemakabul socher gam on, also on, Be'ar HaMitzvos HaMais Entav Mishol Nechtoi. Mipirushoi Mivuor, so from the explanation of this Chazal, this Tanchuma, of Gil Yogil Avi Tzadik, V'yoylid Chocham Yismach Bo, it's the next generation, it's clear that a grandson, when a grandson says Kaddish, the grandfather derives great Nachas Ruach. Mipirushoi Mivuor, Shekashem Sha'ben Mizake Aviv, Kach Ben HaBen Mizake Zikeno, V'chein Kosa B'shut Knesses Yicheskel, Shamiras Kaddish Shel Ben HaBen, Hu K'moy Amiras Kaddish Shel Ben, Hu Moyel Lahatzil HaNifter Midina Shel Gehenim. So Sach HaKol, we take away from here a machlokes, the Maharik and Rashi. The Maharik says a grandson has no significance for a grandfather. He's just like any other Tom, Dick, and Harry. According to Rashi, it's mashma that a person's mechuyev to give kavod to a father more than he gives kavod to the grandfather. Those words indicate that you're mechuyev to give kavod to a grandfather as well, which means there is a connection. Being that saying kaddish, the aside of this hishtikel is siddin of kibud avoim, and there is, according to Rashi, a degree of kibud avoim for a grandfather, there is an inyan of saying kaddish for a grandfather more than an ordinary person. No, that's what Rashi says. Gemara really says that. The Gemara talks about learning, that if a grandfather learns with a grandson, then you mekayim the oidatim levonecha levonecha yom asher amadata.
Question. I mean, you know, since the father is mechuyev in the covered of his
so, so the Gemara
thing like kulchem chayom bichvodi on that level. But it's not so.
But that's the dilemma. When the Gemara says rejects and it says no, you only give kavod to your father, not the grandfather, does that mean the grandfather is zero? Or the grandfather is a shtickle kavod as well? Rashi clearly says yoiser. There is a degree of kavod to the grandfather, just not the same degree as the father. The Marik seems to say that no, there's nothing. He explicitly says there's no kibud avoyim period for a grandfather. The Torah only gave an obligation to the father, and that's it. And therefore, when it comes to kaddish, which is a din, an extension of kibud, there is no obligation whatsoever. And then he.
What about being named after that grandfather?
Okay, so that's.
What it just says that you don't.
Technically, like a kedima, when push comes to shove. You're right, obviously we do follow Rashi, obviously, that we do hold that there is a din of kavod for the grandfather, and that's why we do all of these things. I tell you once, there was once a mice where the person went to Rav Chaim Kinievsky, and he said to him, they want to name, in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, the government wants to name a street, a real charid, a real hard-line Haredi, you know what I mean? Like a real grease, real dripping, briskapeus. He went to Chaim Kanievsky and said, the Medina of the Tzionim, Yimach Shemon V'Zichron, they want to name a street after my father. He was a Tzioni. They want to name a street after him. But by us, by uns, unsere Menschen, Anshe Shleimenu, it's Bezoyen, the Medina. Should we allow such a thing? And from all places, you know what they want to name in Tel Aviv? In a place where there's Chil Shabbos. So if we tell the Medina that we do not want, they will listen to us, should we do it or not? So what would you think of Chaim Kanievsky would say? He would say, you don't want, so don't do it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the story goes, says you should definitely let them name the street after your father for two reasons. Number one, Chil Shabbos, that's not your problem. Mind your own business. It's mind your own business. Don't worry, the day will come when there won't be Chil Shabbos there. Mind your own business. Don't worry about Chil Shabbos. Number two, you're telling me that it's not. The guy says, we don't find in the Torah Hakadesha, we don't find anywhere that naming a street after a person is choshev. So shtos, naming a street after a person. So he said to him, Rav Chaim says, if in the Welt it's choshev, If people make it chashav, it is chashav.
The street where Yitzchak's shul in Bnei Brak is located.
All the streets are named after. Yeah.
Where Yitzchak is, where it's.
All the
Haredim go, was called Herzl.
Yeah.
They changed it to Rashi.
And what do? They change it from Herzl to?
To
Russian?
Rashi.
Herzl, they call it Rashi. Okay, but
in Yiddish, that's why.
This story, you know, to me made a very big impression because Chaim Kanevsky, you know, he's in the Gedolei Hadar, and he says just because it's not in the Torah doesn't mean it's not Choshev. If in the Welt something is chashav, it's chashav. It may seem like a narishkeit. It's not a narishkeit. If this is the Minika Olam, you go and you name a street after a person, never existed such a thing in ancient times. You name a street, it's a dover chashav ad ma'oiz. And therefore you should do it. It's a covet for your father. If you name a grandson, a child, so he's asking over here, you're selling over here, oh, according to the Ma'arik, there's no chashav, so what's the purpose of naming a grandchild after a grandfather? Go take a name. If this is what's done in the Welt, it's chashav. This is what you do. Don't try to break out of what is considered chashav in the world. Okay, next sugya. Tabas, one more sugya. Tabas mizav, or mikasef. Mishulchan Aruch kasav mechaber nagel kadosh b'tabas she'ein by ev, no stone. Mishum she'ein b'kim b'mechir avonim. We don't want it to be a misunderstanding. Ulechein tzarch losum oisam sheteida ha'isha kama hi shavu b'chdei sheyeh los smicha stas l'kedushin. A woman should know in advance how much the object that she is receiving is worth, in order that there should not be any misunderstanding. She may not claim later point in time as a rekachtos. V'chein hevi gam ramah shenayim l'kadosh b'tabas. It is the custom to use tabas v'yeshlam tam b'tikun ezar. As we mentioned before last week, tabas is a chibur. It's an object which brings together, like in the Mishkan, the tabois brought together the uriois on the Mishkan, the tabois, the mechaber, the badim with the kalim. It's an object which brings chibur, and it's mechaber ish v'ishta. We learned that yesterday. Yesh nagu shatabas shabo mekadesh ish, so ishta itiyah mizohav. Ever see this? Never saw this. White gold, white gold platinum. You have the tabas should be from gold.
Yeah.
But we don't do that today. Today it's still don't do that today. The marriage band is silver, standard.
Yellow gold.
The marriage band is yellow gold.
Yeah.
Okay, I made a mistake. I thought it was silver.
No.
Now that I know,
prices go up.
I've been waiting for this information my whole life. I've been waiting for this information my whole life. Okay, yei shenohagu shatabash shabo mekadesh ha'ish es ish toitiyah mizav kibivu ber Mordechai ve'in hei b'shochan b'shochan le'ezer shekein aminik b'chol amedinos v'chol tfusas yishol v'cholus chasanim hei v'smach l'kach mi'ak kosuf v'es tabi oisehem zahav. Alright, so pasuk, big deal. He quotes it as the makar. You can find many psukim. B'nefesh chayim kosa b'shem b'noi Rabbi Yitzchak Palage. It's the son of Palagi, Hatam.
Palagi.
But this is of Yitzchak. This is not the famous.
This is your site today.
The famous is of Chaim. Of Chaim Palagi. This is whose son is this? Of Yitzchak Palagi. Hatam shenayagim lekadosh ha'isha b'tavash alzav loy b'shem atechas yitachin loy mashachayin b'shem ki yadua she'ein b'chol ametachas k'mish shekoloi shafel v'noach moy hazav. When you bang gold, it doesn't make noise. Okay, is that really true? Well, today we don't have real gold anymore. Today we don't have, everything is an alloy today. So anyway, we don't know what you bang metal, it makes the same noise when you bang a piece of gold, when you bang a piece of silver, at least our, I don't know what this means, but we're dealing with real gold, real pure gold. You have to test this out. If you bang it, it doesn't make any noise. It's soft. So you drop a bar of gold on the floor, it's not going to make a noise. The noida mash nifsak lahalacha she'isha she'kelonis yochel halba lehoitzia. If a woman makes too much noise, she is a candidate for divorce. It says she'kelonis ulechein lirmoiz la a man, when he gives his wife a gold ring, he's being merames to her. Quiet, quiet. Don't talk too much. Alright, I don't go for this. I'm sorry. All I can tell you is I once heard from someone said over in the name of a very famous marriage counselor, has a life career of a marriage counseling. He said he never had a husband come to him and complain that his wife does not talk enough. His wife is too quiet. I have a problem. He always hear problems of women complaining about their husband. He doesn't talk. I can't have a conversation with my husband. He just sits there. He's quiet. He'd never had a husband come and complain about his wife that she doesn't talk. That speaks volumes. Okay. Ulam.
There's a guy who owns a restaurant. Said if a couple comes into a restaurant, you can always tell if they're married or not. The man's doing all the talking, they're not married. The woman's doing all the talking, they are.
Very good. Ulam. Bishut levushe Mordechai Hevi b'shem Hagoyin Rav Moshe Benat Zatzal. Anyone know who this person is?
Bennett.
Who is Rabbi? Who? Okay. Shekevan Shalem Din Besugin Din Kiddushay Kesef Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim Uve Ephraim Kosuv Kesef Veloy Zohav Luchel Yesh Lekadosh B'Tabashim Kesef. He disagrees because that's the Makar of Kesef. Because Shekevan V'Chein Kosav B'Shut Horei B'Samim. He says the meaning was also to etch on the tabas the tsura of ois hay. Why? Because why ois hay? I don't know why. I don't know why. Because the isha ki bekar yud is the ish, the isha is the hay. Maybe next b'shut divrei yitziv hevi meigris hatiul. Le'echov shel Hamar Maharal, the brother of the Maharal. He gets. He went on a trip, and he recorded diary of his journeys, of his journal. Shekasav le'inyan zav kesav v'nechayeshes samum b'divas mishkan sheyesh shloish dargos b'nois nei nedava. There are three madregas. Dargos rishon hanoisin zohav shumitrikun ze hanoisin bari. A gift that's given when you're healthy, when you're alive. This is a famous word. Zeh nosin bari. Shed nosin nidvase be'otshu bar when you're healthy. Zeh hamala halia, that's the best. Da'argoshni hu hanosin kesef. Shunutrikin kisheyesh sakonas pachat. Okay, so when Rachmana Litzlan, a person is an eis tzara and he wants pidyoin, he wants help. V'zu ma'ala shniya shenoidev machmas pachat. Dargo shlish is he nanoisin nechoishes nutrikin nesinas choyle sheomar tenu, which is a person that's on his deathbed. Shezehu ma'ala tachtoina kishenoisin machmas choyoy due to his illness. Therefore, in order that it should be zeh manas bari, it's a good simon to be mekadesh, to be generous, to start off the marriage with an act of generosity. Another time, don't use zov, because zov is ain kategor nasas nigger. The eagle has zov. Don't worship your wife. White gold, platinum. Right? Is that what they call platinum? It's called white gold. Two separate things. Okay, so to use white gold, it says, because then you get the mildness of both. Like what silver looks like today. Today, that's I guess what they use today. It is a mixture of gold and silver. It's white. Rumezes l'rachamim, kim rubes ha'kodesh, v'nasa smolo tachas l'rosh, v'min chadcheni, the combination, we just learned not long ago, that the left hand is under my hand and the right hand is embracing me, the combination of white and gold. Okay, so Allah Weiss, we went over here, different Hagim. On the one hand, it's good to give gold, because gold is generosity. Silver has the mile of Enkating Nasanegar. Silver has the mile of Kich Kicha Miste Ephraim. But Zav has the mile, the ultimate mile of Zav, as we mentioned, is it's Koiloi Nomoch. It's soft, and when it does not make sound, an isha should not be a koilonis. Okay, those of you who say this, we'll stop over here.